something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
With my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
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 The Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Why, hello and welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. That would be Perez. Perez, please tell us what's coming up.
Well, of course, we're going to talk about Demi Lovato. Also, the British royal family definitely getting to Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian. Also, Colton Underwood of The Bachelor, Jake Paul, Jeffree Star, Jennifer Lopez, Britney Spears, Chrissy Teigen, Sharon Osbourne, and more. But first, how are you?
I am well. Thank you so much. How about yourself?
That's it? You got to tell me something more than that.
Well, I don't have a lot to report. I didn't do much this weekend.
Tell me one interesting thing from your life over the last 7 days.
What a fucking bore I am.
I'm just curious. I don't know. Tell me one thing that made you happy over the last 7 days.
I finished The Crown. It's very good.
That made you happy. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I'll take that. Actually, that's really interesting that you mentioned that, because I don't even know if I have a definitive answer yet. I think The Crown says one thing, but, you know, like, how real is that? I was curious over the weekend, and I'll get to this later. We're not really talking about Prince Philip's funeral now, but the whole British royal family is a family, but also this institution. And in private, do Queen Elizabeth's children call her Her Majesty, or do they call her Mom or Mum or Ma'am? Like, what's the nickname? What do they call her in private?
It's different for each person, but they still do the, what's that called? Like a curtsy, whatever, like the
yes.
bow. I don't know what that's
yes.
called. They still do that, but they still interact. Like, they still give each other kisses and hugs and such on the show.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, I'm glad that made you happy. I got my vaccine last week. That made me
Look
happy.
At you. Congratulations. I'm vaxxed up myself. There you go.
I booked a trip to Vegas for next month.
Wow. That sounds fun.
For 2 weeks after my second vaccine, like literally almost 2 weeks to the date.
As
after.
Soon as you can go, you're going.
Yeah,
I like
as soon as I've got the all clear. Although now I'm a little bit nervous. I don't want to say when I'm going, but like Vegas is crazy. Vegas is like already basically open all up fully, even though it's not technically going to open up all full until June 1st.
Uh-huh.
But I keep seeing all these videos and photos of Vegas, and it's like jam packed. Like even that EDC, the Dance Music Festival, is happening in Vegas next month. That's crazy. I'm just so, this fad trend thing that's become very popular in 2021. Like I said before, I love our show because it's like a time capsule for pop culture. And mm-hmm. I wonder if in 5 years or 10 years time, we're going to look back at this thing and laugh. But I'm old. I own it. And I'm not what I would consider to be tech savvy or an early adopter of things. And I'm sure it was around last year or maybe before, but NFTs have only really, in my mind, become somewhat mass or somewhat mainstream or just known this mm-hmm. year.
Sure.
I'm sure you've heard of NFTs, right?
Sure, yeah.
It's like digital art, basically. I understand fully the concept of selling NFTs. I'm all about making cash any way that I can. But my question is, who the fuck is buying this? Who's
the
buying
super
it?
Uber fan that likes to be taken for a ride. That's who buys it. The sucker. That's who I think buys it. Because wow. I guess every piece is supposedly unique to itself, and it's something that only you can own and nobody else can own. I mean, it's the scam of scams. It really is. Congratulations if you've got a fan base and they're dumb enough to buy your NFTs. By the way, chrisbooker.com, if you'd like an NFT, and you can send a check or money order, no problem. I'll cash that and send you a piece of Chris Booker memorabilia.
I'm surprised that Taylor Swift hasn't done an NFT yet.
I think she's above it. She's got to be.
Well, she's got a very passionate, like, I don't know.
Oh, no, they'll
that.
Pay for it. Don't get yeah. me wrong. She could squeeze that money out of them. I think she could do it, but I don't think she, I think she wants to give people actual things.
Well, she sells so much merch. She sold so much merch around her Fearless re-release, which, by the way, is the number one album in America. Actually, I think it's the number one album in the world. It's mm-hmm. number one in the UK as well. It's close to 300,000 albums sold or units moved in the U.S. with close to 200,000 in actual physical or digital sales, not mm-hmm. just streaming. And just for a little bit of perspective, Fearless, Taylor's version, is the biggest sales week for an album in all of 2021, the biggest first week sales since her last album, Evermore, which posted the biggest debut since Folklore, which was the biggest debut since Lover, which was the biggest debut since Reputation.
No one released anything.
Justin Bieber did.
Well, okay, Bieber.
I don't know. That was a big deal.
It's like you're in a horse race with two horses. No one put out anything. Everyone shut it down.
Well, we're going to get to Demi Lovato. Trigger warning. If you are easily triggered, you should
go find another show.
You should fast forward because I'm going to talk to you now about Magic Spoon, which is a sugar-free cereal, which mm-hmm. would be very upsetting to Demi Lovato. But to everybody else, this is wonderful because it doesn't taste like a sugar-free cereal. Magic Spoon has 0 grams of sugar, but it tastes actually good. And don't take my word for it or Chris Booker's word for it. Take our listeners' word for it. They have bought it, a lot of it, mm-hmm. and in Canada as well, because now they're selling it in Canada, and they've shared about their enjoyment of it on social media. Magic Spoon is relaunching their blueberry flavor. If you love blueberry, it's now back in stock after being sold out. A serving of Magic Spoon is only 140 calories a serving. So if you're trying to be healthier, this is a great option for you. And I can't believe I haven't even mentioned this too. One of the reasons I love Magic Spoon is I don't have time to be making breakfast in the morning. I'm busy. I've got kids. I've got the podcast. I've got everything else that I do. So it's a healthier option and a quick option. Go to Magic Spoon, and a delicious one as well, of course. Go to magicspoon.com/Perez. to grab some blueberry or a custom bundle of cereal to try today. And be sure to use our promo code Perez at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Go to magicspoon.com/Perez and use the code Perez to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. So that actually really ties in perfectly to this Demi Lovato trending story. Mm-hmm. It was trending all over social media. It was trending on Twitter. It was trending on Instagram. It was trending on everywhere, really, basically. Mm-hmm. A reminder, a month or two ago, Demi Lovato was taking on gender reveal parties. We talked about it on our podcast. She was making a big to-do about how gender reveal parties are awful. Now, places that offer sugar-free options for customers are diet culture vultures, in her words. And let me just tell you what happened. So, Demi's made a lot of changes. I'm not doing this flippantly. And if you are somebody who really is truly easily triggered, don't listen. I hope she does not listen to this, because it seems like she is easily triggered by a lot of things.
Yeah.
Which to me is an indicator that she's got to work through her issues, because I understand having triggers, but to be so easily triggered, that's, I think, a problem. She took to her Instagram story, which, by the way, if you don't know, Demi Lovato has over 100 million followers on Instagram.
Jesus, I did not.
It's not like a few people, you know? That's a lot of folks. Yeah, she's one of the most followed people on Instagram. That's why this is a big deal. Mm-hmm. And I want to shout out the small, independent, local business that she attacked. It's this yogurt place called The Big Chill. It's on Pico or Olympic or something like that, near like the 405.
I know where it is. Exactly. It's off of...
It's on Olympic. I've never been, but actually, I'm going to go soon. I am not even... I'm going to go and support them and also try it out, because apparently they have excellent, not just frozen yogurt. Like, a friend of mine texted, he's like, did you see what's going on? Like, people were texting me about this. Like, did you see what's going on with Demi? I'm like, oh yes, I'm gonna talk about it on the podcast, don't you worry. And my friend, he's like, who's got kids, he's like, they make frozen, and I've never heard of this before, I've heard of ice cream cakes, mm-hmm. but they make frozen yogurt pies. I'm like, I want to try that. That sounds good to me.
Corner of Westwood Boulevard. I couldn't think of the name.
She went to The Big Chill and was so triggered, so upset that they were offering sugar-free options that she put them on blast on her Instagram story. Now, she could have just spoken to the manager and kindly left a suggestion or DM'd them privately or emailed them or whatever, but she's this warrior in her mind. In my mind,
you two are the same person. In my mind, by the way,
in my mind, she, as I've said before, addicts oftentimes replace one addiction with another, and sure.
That's true.
While she's California sober, meaning she's drinking and smoking weed.
It's not sober, by the way.
That's her.
I know.
Yeah.
I just wanted to put a exclamation mark at the end of that ridiculousness, but okay, go ahead. Yeah.
She's not been able to quit her drama and social media addiction, which I relate to because I too have a social media addiction. And
well, it's also your job.
Yeah. I don't know if I have a drama addiction. Maybe I do. Anyways.
Well, you love it. I don't know if you have an addiction to it.
Yeah. But like, it's only natural to compare her to her peers. And I've said this before. Look at how Selena Gomez handles social media. Or look at how Taylor Swift handles social media. Or even Miley Cyrus, you know? Miley engages actually more than Selena and Taylor. But I think she still handles social media in a healthy way. And probably has help or a team. I think Demi's still pretty hands-on. I think most people agree with me that this was just totally off base. And the entitlement and the privilege and thinking that the world revolves around her. Because there are, as they have spoken out about it, there are many diabetic people that need and appreciate and want sugar-free options. Mm-hmm. Or people who just don't want to have so much sugar because sugar's not great for you. Or if you have kids, like, yeah, take them to the Froyo place and give them the sugar-free stuff. So it's like, the fact that she made it so personal, like calling them vultures, like...
Well, did you give us the exact quote, what she tweeted? I don't recall you saying it.
Well, she didn't tweet. She took to her Instagram story. So let me read you exactly what she said. She said, finding it extremely hard to order from the Big Chill official when you have to walk past tons of sugar-free cookies and other diet foods before you get to the counter. Do better, please. So then they responded to her saying, we are not diet vultures. We cater to all our customers' needs for the past 36 years. We are sorry you found this offensive. And she responded saying, not just that, your service was terrible, so rude. The whole experience was triggering and awful. You can carry things for other people while also caring for another percentage of your customers who struggle daily just to even step foot in your store. You can find a way to provide an inviting environment for all people with different needs, including eating disorders, one of the deadliest mental illnesses, only second to opioid overdoses. Don't make excuses. Just do better. Listen, like I said, she's got a bodyguard. She's got an assistant. She's got all these leeches that are her friends that are like just like professional hangers-on.
Right.
If she's so fucking triggered and can't handle going to that place but wants fucking frozen yogurt, have one of her people go in and get it for her. Don't subject yourself to that torturous experience. Jesus.
Or just order it. They'll deliver it.
Or that too. Yeah. I like that she doesn't, quote, diet anymore. God bless her. She's still only in her 20s. We got to remind everybody of that. Mm-hmm. She's still trying to figure things out. She used to work out and she doesn't work out anymore because she thinks that's bad. Demi, working out is not bad. Working out insanely, unhealthily, how you used to, that's bad. But completely not working out, being active is important. Do I like working out? No, but I fucking do it because it's important. Anyways, like this whole thing is just so ridiculous. And I wish for her own everything, even for her own likability, like, she is so unlikable to so many people because of things like this or the gender reveal party or attacking other female musicians.
I cannot say that I don't disagree with you because it is a pile of unlikable things that she keeps adding to this big mountain of crap.
And it sucks because I get it. She's had a lot of bad things happen to her.
Well, a lot of these things are self-inflicted too.
Yeah. I almost even hate saying this because a lot of people overuse this, but correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't it seem like she's always painting herself to be the victim? And you're not always the, like in this instance, you are not a victim. Whatever. I'm done with it. You have anything else to add?
No, I think you summarized it.
All right. Well, good. Let's talk about something lighter and, okay. And sillier. Kourtney Kardashian was celebrating her birthday. She's 40-something. Travis Barker celebrated by drowning her house in flowers. And y'all know how I feel about flowers. If you're going to spend thousands of dollars on flowers, buy me jewelry instead. Seriously. Like the people that they use this like florist to the stars, Jeff Lethem, which now, I don't know if you've noticed, but on Instagram, people can set up their own stores. And I saw that he had a store for like the most basic floral boutique arrangement that Jeff Lethem sells, $300.
Nah, he's to the stars.
I know. It's just insane. Yeah. In addition to that, he posted this. I like seeing how social media changes, too. Are you familiar with the photo dump?
Yeah, when you just take a bunch of pictures that you took from that night and you just put them on your feed.
Or not even that night. It could be from, like, the week. It could be from the semester.
I see people do it, like, for their weekend, what they did all weekend, and it's a hodgepodge of everything they did. Sure.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's been around for a while, but it's like the new thing now. Like,
right. I see a lot of people doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the new thing. So Travis Barker did a photo dump of his favorite memories with his girlfriend, Kourtney Kardashian. And the last photo in the photo dump was a video, actually, of her sucking his thumb. Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
I missed that.
It was the definition of thirsty. And I loved it. Mm-hmm. Although maybe it wasn't super thirsty. Well, it was. All of it was super thirsty. Because he also posted a photo of her ass as well.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know. I'm trying to wrap my brain around it all. Because they've got kids. And Mason is all about social media. If her 12-year-old son, I think he's 12. Or 11 or something like that. To me, that's a little disrespectful to the kid. Or am I being too old and prudish?
No, I kind of agree with that. I don't know if it's disrespectful. It's just, it's tacky. That's the word you're looking for. You're allowed to be a sexual being at any age with your boyfriend and this and that. But sharing it with everybody, it just seems tacky.
You're absolutely allowed. And I think being sexual is great. But promoting it on social media when you've got three.
I have to stop you there. That's the least of the Kardashian problems and what they're doing to society and their own kids and body image and blah, blah, blah. I mean, come on. That's like rated G on the scale of bullshit that they've photo dumped or dumped whatever the fucking term is onto the world.
Well, it wasn't Kourtney who did it. It was Travis Barker.
Well, he wants to be a Kardashian too.
Well, he is now.
Yes, you are.
He's doing it quite well. Ay, ay, ay. Well, happy birthday to Kourtney Kardashian. I wonder if Scott Disick texted her about that. If he didn't, I'm sure that they'll pretend that he did just for the next season, for the first season of their Hulu show, because that's great TV content. Kourtney, I was really bothered by that. That's very disrespectful to our children and to me. Yeah, all right. We're going to get to this Jake Paul fight and other drama. But first, do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it could be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance, along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. I don't know if you're into are you into boxing?
No.
Well, allegedly, over 1 million people paid for that pay-per-view Triller Jake Paul fight. Did you watch it?
No, of course not.
All right. Well, as I'm sure most people listening know, Jake Paul is that sometimes former YouTuber who's like now trying to be a boxer, but he doesn't really box any professional boxers though. I want to see him fight. His brother, Logan Paul, is allegedly, if it doesn't flake and if it doesn't pan out, gonna be boxing Floyd Mayweather. Which that one I'm fascinated about, because Floyd Mayweather could take it easy, or could rig it, or it could be fake, which is my thoughts at the whole Jake Paul thing. He boxed this former MMA or UFC dude,
yeah,
/ wrestler guy, and many people think it was rigged. I'm fascinated for the Logan Paul Floyd Mayweather thing. And my favorite thing of the whole fight, though, was actually, I mean, they did a really good job with entertainment. There was more entertainment than actual fight. Justin Bieber performed, Doja Cat performed, I think Snoop performed. But my favorite thing of it all was Pete Davidson, who gave commentary and also interviewed both of the boxers and more than roasted Jake Paul, like straight up attacked him, like literally called him a piece of shit. I'm like, whoa, intense. Like, isn't that interesting though? Like, Pete Davidson could get away with calling Jake Paul a piece of shit, but if I called Jake Paul a piece of shit, I would probably get attacked for it.
He's a comedian, and you can do things in a comedic way that you get away with it. And that's what happens sometimes. I mean, think of all the things that people say in roasts. It's just savagery.
Yeah. Well, I did enjoy all of Pete Davidson there. That was my favorite thing. Also over the weekend was Prince Philip's funeral. I watched it on YouTube and fast forward. It was almost sadder having it be just 30 people there.
Yeah.
You know, usually it would have been, I think, like 800 people and a bigger to-do, but it was just, you know, the most immediate family and the poor queen, that one photo of her sitting by herself, mourning her husband. I don't think she's going to die tomorrow. Like, I think she's very strong. A lot of people are like, is this broken heart going to kill her?
She's a badass lady, man.
Yeah, seriously. She's dedicated, and her mother, the queen mother, lived to be over 100 years old, as I've said. It was nice to see Prince Harry there, and there was a brief moment where they were talking afterwards, and the next day as well. They also were... Prince Harry and Prince William and Kate Middleton were spotted for another walk together, staged, clearly, mm-hmm. optics. They wanted that to be seen by the world. But now there are reports, which I don't, you don't know what to believe. I don't know what to believe. Mm-hmm. There's a report that Prince William requested not to walk beside his brother at his grandfather's funeral. But then the next day, they were all spotted together going for a walk. So I don't know what to believe. But I think now, just by nature of things, everything royal will take a break. They'll be boring for a while, I think.
Yeah.
I think at least until Meghan Markle gives birth, then they'll be like, oh, another baby and congratulations. And a little update. Last week, we mentioned how Piers Morgan claimed that a royal family member thanked him for standing up to Meghan Markle. Mm-hmm. Now we know that that was Fergie, who isn't even still like a member of the royal family. I mean, she is because she's the mother of two of the princesses, but still, you know. And mm-hmm. actually, she still lives with Prince Andrew also, even though they're divorced. So there's that. Another update. Let's talk Britney Spears.
Okay.
Britney released this video answering fan questions. And one of the questions was, are you okay? And Britney, in a video, not a written caption that somebody else may have scripted for her. Mm-hmm. In this video, Britney said that she's totally fine, that she's okay, that she's enjoying herself, that she's happy. And even though it was Britney, in her own words, on video...
The dummies are still saying that there's a gun to her head in the background.
Basically, yeah. They're like, she's not okay, blah, 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 all these things. It's just, it's wild to me. And not only that, but over the weekend, Britney was spotted in Malibu by the paparazzi, which is a rare thing. You know, she's not often spotted in Malibu or in Los Angeles. I don't want to reveal where she lives, but she lives in the boonies. You know, she lives far away. And she was caught by the paparazzi. And as I've said before, in that moment, this past weekend, a couple of days ago, if Britney wanted to send a message to the world, if she was really unwell, she could have had a spontaneous press conference in front of those paparazzi who also take video. Mm-hmm. Or she could have started answering questions and giving them an interview. Mm-hmm. She didn't do that because she doesn't want to. So I am inclined to believe Britney when she's like, I'm okay, you guys, chill.
Listen, dumbasses, I'm fine. Stop. You guys sound dumb, is what she should have said.
So, but it was nice to see her.
That's nice.
Out and about like a normal person.
Yeah.
On to Colton Underwood. The former Bachelor star has come out as gay. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people were like, haha, we knew. But then some people were really surprised by that, including his friends and family. I understand his thinking. You know, he grew up very religious, went to religious school, Catholic school. He's like macho and was a football player and all that jazz. And what's interesting to me is there are so many people, I'll use the, maybe not the word triggered, but that we're just really bothered and annoyed that ABC gave him this platform on Good Morning America to air his coming out interview because of all the drama that went down last year with his ex, Cassie Randolph. She accused him of stalking and took out a you don't remember that?
Yeah, no. I do. I forgot to put the two together. There was a restraining order.
Yeah, she took out a restraining order against him. And because of that, people thought that, like, it's just hilarious to me. Like, anybody who's ever made a mistake shouldn't be given a platform.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And by the way, was he arrested or anything?
No.
There you go. I want to hear a story.
There's a lot of ridiculous people out there. And yeah. I wanted to hear it as well. And we're going to be hearing a lot more from him because it's not just his coming out. He's now got a new Netflix reality show about life as a gay man. And you know what? I think that's great. Make that money while you can. I mean, I wish I had a Netflix reality show. I would absolutely do it.
Yeah.
And this Olympic skier, snowboarder, or Olympic snow athlete, Gus Kenworthy, is his gay guide, showing him the ropes on how to be gay, basically.
What the fuck does that look like?
I don't know. I'm going to call it right now.
Is there a handbook?
I'm calling it now. Actually, I called it as soon as I heard Colton is going to end up dating this guy, Gus.
Okay.
They're totally going to be boyfriends.
Is Gus hot?
He is hot. And he's also like a bro. He's like a gay bro. Like, he's an Olympics athlete.
Right.
So I feel like they'd be a good match. They're going to end up dating. It's happening. As for his ex, Cassie Randolph, she has not spoken out publicly about Colton coming out. I do think this. I think that Good Morning America should offer her the opportunity to speak if she wants to. Because of giving him that platform, they should give her a platform too. Are you in agreement with that?
I don't know if I necessarily care about her. He was the bachelor. Maybe for the interview at that moment, that would have been kind of cool. You know, had a camera somewhere else and asked her reaction. But I don't know. After the fact, I'm kind of done with it.
Well, she won. You know, she was on the whole season.
I guess.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? Like, I want to see some average or like straight up just not. Yeah. I want to see different kinds of representation on The Bachelor.
I agree with you. I want to see regular looking people. I just have this weird hunch that season would do really well. Like, you don't get every chiseled fucking guy in the world that's, you know, lives in the gym 24 hours a day. I get they're fun to look at for a few minutes, but, you know, I'd rather see some personalities.
Yeah.
Instead of these blockheads that just care about their looks and can barely string together a sentence.
Well, I do want to hear from her. Not just about his coming out, but specifically, I think it would be good for her and for him if she kind of detailed publicly everything that she alleged happened.
Did he stick it in there? I want to know.
Oh, God. I didn't mean that. I meant everything that she alleged happened.
So you don't want to know that?
With regards to the stalking and harassment. So you don't want to know that? Of course he didn't have sex with her.
Why
not? He was
not?
The virgin.
After the fact. He was the virgin.
Well, I'm sure he would still be the virgin. I want to save myself till I marry you. And then, surprise, I'm gay. I think that he should not jump into getting a boyfriend, though. I think that Colton needs to just slut around, like be a big whore.
Yeah.
And get that out of his system so he knows what that's like. And
get all the benefits of being gay.
I mean, he could date, but maybe not be exclusive with anybody. Like, have five boyfriends, you know? Like, do that. and then you won't regret it. I'm just reminded of when I, you know, my last real long-term relationship, I dated this guy who had only recently come out. And before we started dating, I said, don't you want to slut around and just see what it's all about? And he's like, no. And I'm like, okay, all right, fine. Then we broke up. And what happened after we broke up? He became a big slut and slutted around a ton. I'm like, well.
Because men are slutty by nature.
I wish you would have done that before. And then we could have met up afterwards and maybe we would have had different results. Who knows?
Right.
Lance Bass, though, thinks that Colton will face some blowback from the gay community and not be very easily accepted.
That's harsh.
I know. I think he's totally wrong. Basically, he said that a lot of gays don't think he deserves the attention.
Boy, that's some bitchiness. I mean, that's so catty.
I know, right? Especially because he came out so late. Anyways.
Isn't that like a shitty thing to say? Because I was even thinking about this for him. This was hard. I'm sure this was like, he was very tortured and wasn't sure of a lot of things for a long time. I mean, each person coming out's got their own journey, right?
So I don't get any blowback. Let me read verbatim what Lance Bass said.
Okay.
He said, "This gay community is very diverse, but we can also be very fickle. He's definitely going to get a lot of backlash from the community at first. They don't think he deserves this attention. And one of those reasons is, and this is what I experienced when I came out, when you first come out, most people have no clue about the LGBT community. When someone comes out as a public figure, so many people immediately go, it's too late. They don't like to support it because they don't feel like you know what you're talking about yet. But I don't think Colton is trying to lead that charge of trying to be the spokesperson for the LGBT community, blah, blah, blah."
Yeah, I hear jealousy.
Yeah, well, not only that, but, and I hope this is not, this is just, in my opinion, factual-ish, even though it's still subjective somewhat. You look at a beauty pageant, right?
Uh-huh.
That's subjective.
Sure.
But, God, I'm trying to word myself carefully. Like, let's say, okay, I'm just going to put it out there. If you ask 100 gay men, who's better looking, Lance Bass or Colton Underwood, I would bet that 90+ out of 100 gay men would say that Colton Underwood is better looking than Lance Bass. What I'm getting at is Lance Bass had a certain experience coming out. I think Colton Underwood's is going to be different because gay men, and I say this and I'm guilty of this as well, are extremely shallow and, you know, superficial. And
yeah, that's part of being a gay guy.
Yeah. And most gay men.
That's what I like about gay guys are bitchy.
Yeah. And most gay men would want to fuck Colton Underwood. So.
Well, he's young, too.
Yeah, he's youngish. He's 29.
Well, Lance Bass is an old hag by this point. I mean, come on. Get out of here. The guy's been around for 100 years. He's had his day in the sun. This guy's out there. He's got his buns in the sun for the first time. Like, why you got to bum him out? Why you got to bring him down?
Wow.
This guy's a new gay. He's not an old gay like Lance Bass.
I definitely don't agree with Lance Bass. One more little Bachelor Nation update. There were reports that the most recent Bachelor, Matt James, had gotten back together with Rachel Kirkconnell after mm-hmm. breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
But now they have broken up yet again. And those two are done for good.
Oh, how will I sleep?
I know. All right. Wow. We didn't even talk about this earlier. Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez have officially ended their engagement. Blah, 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 blah. I want to talk about one specific issue and give my thoughts.
Okay.
The question is, should Jennifer Lopez return the $1.8 million engagement ring?
Yeah.
I say, hell no.
Yeah.
She worked hard for that engagement ring.
Oh, come on.
She put up with a lot for that engagement ring. I also feel like engagement rings should come with, you know, asterisks. Like, if you cheat, you don't get your engagement ring back. So I think she needs to keep it. He doesn't deserve it back.
Well, it is a gift.
Well, in most states, engagement rings are like a I think in most states, if you get an engagement ring and you end up not getting married, you do have to give it back.
Mm-hmm.
That's the law. But in this instance, I don't know if A-Rod's going to ask for it back.
Look, she's got tons of money. She's just going to give it back. I don't think she wants anything to do with it. I don't think she needs the money.
I don't know if she'll give it back unless he asks for it.
Good question. I don't know. You don't want to tie yourself to that. You don't want anything to do with it. You're like, you know what? I'm done. I don't need this. I didn't need him in the first place. I definitely don't need his money and his dumb ring here. It's more insulting when you give it back.
I would take the ring.
I don't know. That looks grubby.
I would take the ring. I would transform it into a new ring or a necklace or earrings.
It's still the same ring.
Not if you put it in a necklace or earrings. Mm. It's something else.
It's like bad juju, you know?
It's bad juju what he did to her.
It's over when you give the ring back. If you're hanging on to this bad juju and you're saying, well, I'm going to dice it up and make it into something else, it's still the same damn ring that somebody gave you, just in a different form.
I don't think that she should give it back. Like I said, there needs to be like the cheating clause. Like if you cheat, you don't get your engagement ring back. Legally, I'm not saying A-Rod cheated, but wink, wink.
I don't know what happened. I'll say that. I have no clue.
Well, speaking of, I don't know what happened, YouTuber and beauty guru Jeffree Star got involved in this big car wreck in Wyoming over the weekend. And some people think that he is exaggerating his afflictions, the things that happened to him, to help sell products. He's got this new launch that is coming out this week. And some folks think that it's all like a publicity stunt. I wouldn't put it past him. I don't even care that much to spend any more time talking about him.
Okay.
Shocking news. Shock. I did not see this coming. Like this. Wow. Chrissy Teigen, 3 weeks after quitting Twitter, returned.
Yeah. I wish we would have bet the week of her quitting how long it would be before she'd be back. I wish we would have done that. I'm surprised that we didn't.
It took her 3 weeks.
Yeah. I would have said a month.
She said, turns out it feels terrible to silence yourself and also no longer enjoy belly chuckles randomly throughout the day and also lose like 2,000 friends at once. LOL, I choose to take the bad with the good.
I take her less seriously because she can't stick with it.
Yeah.
I didn't take her seriously to begin with. Who am I fooling?
But I like that she's back. I don't know. Do it. Like I said, do what makes you happy. All right. An update. Last week, it aired just after we recorded, but Cheryl Underwood of The Talk confirmed that Sharon Osbourne did indeed text her multiple times to apologize, but she clarified, I have not spoken to and do not have any.
Well, that's
phone
what I had
calls.
Said. I knew it.
Yeah. So that's just lame. Like, I think that was very deceitful of Cheryl to use semantics like that because I don't know.
Putting Sharon on the offensive. That's, if you're going to say anything at all, just be transparent. And she wasn't. That's kind of shitty.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. In other news, Sharon over the weekend appeared on Real Time with Bill Maher, which I liked, you know, like she's like, fuck it. I'm going back to work. It's business as usual. Like some people, if they were Sharon Osbourne, they'd kind of like be in hiding for a while and just like lay low and go away. But that's not her. So good on you.
She's like, fuck the cancel culture. And look, I'm not what people or what she or whomever saying about me. I never have been. If the internet wants to think that, fuck them. You know, I kind of like that. I like that she's back out there.
Good on you. Also, briefly, I think I texted you this. I think this is cool. I love people who are smart with marketing. And I think that that rapper Lil Nas X is really smart with marketing.
He's more than a musician.
Yeah, he knows meme culture because he started off with the Nicki Minaj fan account, you know? He pulled this stunt where he said to his supporters that they were going to take his song off of streaming and blah, 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 blah. And it was just a stunt. They didn't take his song off of streaming. So I just thought that was cool. An update, rapist Harvey Weinstein is going blind in jail and losing his teeth, his lawyer says. And let's end things with some positive news. Happy birthday to Suri Cruz. Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes' daughter is 15 years old. Wow. Damn. I remember just yesterday she was born. Happy birthday. Before we get to calls, the Terp Pen XL is a dab pen that is the most premium of all dab pens out there. It runs on a rechargeable battery, allowing a cordless and hassle-free dabbing experience. Simply breathe in to activate, Apply the tip to your favorite THC or CBD concentrate and enjoy. It's butane-free dabbing. There's no need to worry about torches or expensive dab rigs. There are three voltage settings to choose from. It's made from medical-grade materials. It fits on most water pipes, and it's got a 45-minute charge time backed with a 3-year warranty. The Terp Pen XL is dependable and guaranteed to last. Go to terppenxl.com for 20% off using the discount code Perez at checkout. That's terppenxl.com. And don't forget to use Perez at checkout for 20% off. All right. Well, let's take some calls.
Hey, this is Nicolette. I'm calling a response to your Eugenia Cooney podcast. I feel like I kind of get where Perez is coming from, but as somebody who's watched kind of a lot of YouTube commentary on her dramatic weight loss, I feel like the thing we've all learned is that she doesn't seek help when people start navigating to her page and leaving their comments. She actually, a lot of the time, won't even comment on it. People will leave her large amount of money tips on those Twitch websites and tell her, basically, you know, you look great, so-and-so, and she will revel in it. She is very ill, and I kind of understand the shock factor that you wanted to kind of get other people to start recognizing, but I have to agree with the counter-argument here that it's not helping. She wants this attention. She wants people to have that wow factor and to go look at her page and, you know, start getting into trouble on there. And with that in mind, that's why I think a lot of YouTubers have stopped reporting on her and have stopped trying to use the kind of shock or scare factor, because it doesn't work with her. What she needs is some sort of deplatform or demonetization or something. She needs to feel like she was forgotten. She needs to feel like she needs a story, a comeback story that will make her go and get help. At this point, everybody has tried to point out the picture, say, you look ill, Eugenia, what's going on? She ignores it. She acts like she doesn't have a problem. I've also heard that her mom might be behind this. I don't know.
Oh, she cut off. But yeah, she had some good thoughts there.
All right. But one thing I definitely will not agree with is that she should be deplatformed. And I think we've spoken about that before on this podcast and her and that topic. Because are we going to do the same with the opposite? Are we going to start deplatforming morbidly obese people? Like, no, I don't think that people should be discriminated against and punished for health issues. This is a health issue for her.
Okay, but if you're monetizing a health issue, it's like if you commit a crime, you can't make money off of the story of that crime. Are you complicit as the platform?
Like I said, I think it's really dangerous to start policing people's bodies.
Listen, and I agree with you. I agree with that sentiment. I agree with freedom of speech. And it's hard to poke holes in certain instances of freedom of speech. It is freedom of speech. But YouTube is owned by someone. When they talk about freedom of speech in our Constitution, there was no such thing as the internet. You know, if one person's screaming out on the street some crazy shit, you should be able to do that. We're down the line from that. At some point, when do you go, hey, this is out of control?
If she was, oh, this is my diet, this is how you can lose weight too, or whatever. If she was really doing things like that, then that's a different conversation. But I don't think, yeah. I don't know. I've said my piece.
I don't know in that instance. Here we go.
Hey guys, this is Whitney calling, longtime listener, big time fan. Calling in regards to Perez talking about a YouTube star who he alleges has an eating disorder. I actually agree with Booker. Perez, I think part of the problem is that you can be your own worst enemy, that people don't believe that you've changed because you take a step forward and two steps back. It's just something that you like to do for clickbait, and sometimes subjects should be off limits. But there's still time to grow, and there's still time to learn to do better. Love you guys. Bye.
Ooh, she shamed the shit out of you.
I don't have any shame. I don't regret what I did.
Not shocking. Perez tweeted me or hit me this weekend. He goes, all of my YouTube people agree with me. And I'm like, well, there's a collection of intelligent people right there. Your YouTube followers. Give me a break.
I think what that shows is that the YouTube community knows Eugenia Cooney more and they care more. So the audience there said, oh, what you did was more than okay. It was the right and important thing to do.
I think it's a collection of dummies that's on YouTube, but that's what I think. Here we go.
All right.
Hi, Perez. Hi, Booker. My name is Joanna. I'm calling you from Phoenix, Arizona. And I just wanted to comment about the Eugenia Cooney segment that you did. Perez, I understand that you were, you know, a little bit upset about your friend that passed away. But I did want to let you know, I've seen a documentary that Shane Dawson did on her a year ago. It was a 1-hour documentary. And it kind of gave us an insight about who she is. And she's a very sweet girl. So I agree with Booker that probably posting a picture was not the best idea. I mean, if you wanted to get the word out and help other people that are going through similar situations, maybe, Perez, you know, some organizations posting out that information. I know you've changed so much throughout the years, and posting her picture might have not been the smartest thing because you are a celebrity podcaster, you know, it might have seemed kind of harsh, but maybe posting up resources, letting people know if you're going through this situation, this is where you can go and get help.
All right. Okay. She's made her point.
Hi, this is Nancy from LA. I'm calling. I just started listening to the podcast episode where you guys were discussing Eugenia Cooney last week, and I did notice that he posted the photo of her, which is very odd to me, Perez, that you would post it. It has absolutely nothing to do with the content that you normally post. I don't understand where you're coming from, and I'm on the same page as Booker. The only place that you're coming from is you want attention, you want views, you want likes. That is not healthy for you. That is not healthy for Eugenia. That is not healthy for the other kids and young girls that look at your page. The only thing that you're doing is drawing attention to a sick child who needs help. You're not helping her. I don't think that you had good intentions. I don't really think that you had bad intentions either. I think that you had selfish intentions, and you don't need to be posting pictures of people that are suffering and people that are unwell just to draw attention to them in order for you to get likes on your page. I think that you do exactly what you were doing. Completely agree with Booker. You do that a lot. That is your job, and you've done that since day one. You know exactly what you're doing when you go to post things or when you go to type things. You know exactly what your intentions are. I don't really understand why you're constantly pretending like your intentions are anything close to being good. You don't have good intentions a majority of the time. Again, I don't think those intentions are bad, but those are not good intentions. They are very selfish intentions.
Hilarious to me that she can get inside my brain. Listen, at this point in my life, I'm gonna give it to you super real.
Okay.
I know myself. I also know how people perceive me. I also know the likelihood of my career trajectory and everything. I have nothing to hide. I have no reason to lie. I did not lie at all last week.
I don't think anyone, any of these messages has said that you've lied.
This last person did. She said,
I don't think your intentions were good.
And she's wrong. And she also said, whatever. She's just so wrong.
I agree with everything she said. Every word that came out of her mouth, I agree with.
She's wrong. If I would have said, well, first of all, let me explain to you the
Chris,
truth.
There's no point in posting that.
Listen, if I would have
done. There's no point. She's not Chrissy Teigen.
She's
a sick girl that's made a career out of being anorexic. I don't think giving her any attention is good for anyone.
If I did that just for attention, which I didn't, then I would not have talked about it on the podcast. Oh, I got what I wanted out of it. You know, I got my clicks or whatever. That's not why I did it. She's so wrong. I talked about it on the podcast because I thought it was important to clarify and to explain and to give a full picture. Like, and I do talk about all sorts of different things. Earlier that same day, I posted a story about that. I posted that story on my Instagram about the girl who died of anorexia. It's ridiculous to try to think you really know my brain. That person's dumb. I'm sorry. She's dumb.
I agree with her. I think she's a very articulate and smart individual.
Well, then you're dumb.
Okay. Let's go with that.
Hi, guys. This is Jenny calling from Las Vegas. So I have to agree with Booker about The Crown, Perez. You love the royal.
Oh, yeah. The Crown is great. And by the way, I did find out, I think there's two more seasons.
Wow.
I swear there were calls that fucking agreed with you. There were a few.
Hi, Perez. Hi, Booker. This is Jessica from Austin. I had to pause the podcast to call in and comment on Perez's post of the girl who's struggling with her health. I think it's 100% wrong that you did that, Perez.
All right. Another person that disagrees with you. Hold on. I swear to God, there were like three calls.
Yeah, I don't care. This isn't like a debate. It wasn't like who's right or who's wrong.
I think people want you to hear what I'm saying, and you still don't. Everyone is on your side that's listening to the show. They want to further you as a human being. And what you did isn't healthy. It's not.
Most people don't agree with you. I think it was very evenly split.
On your YouTube page, once again.
No, not even just YouTube. Like afterwards, even on Twitter, everywhere else, also everywhere.
Why do you keep going, stupid people agree with me, so I must be right? Just because there's so many stupid fucking people online.
Not even stupid people. All of the people that agree with you are dumb. They're all stupid fucking morons.
Well, you've already called me dumb, so yeah, it's fine. It's great. Cool. I'm just telling you, these fucking, your YouTube page or the internet isn't where intelligent, articulate people fucking hang out.
Oh, you're the most intelligent, articulate person.
I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about the internet in general. This isn't all like right. A assembly of fucking higher intelligence. It's fucking buffoons. Come all on. Right.
Okay. I don't even care. I know what I did and why I did it.
Okay, well, people obviously disagree with you. I do too. I wasn't mean about it last week. I said many times, I disagree with you.
All right, I gotcha. I don't really want to repeat last week's show.
And it's fine. I'm not mad at you for it. I'm just constantly surprised that you can't take a step back and look at it in a different set of lenses.
Oh, I see. I absolutely see what you're saying and all these people are saying. I don't have to, I'm not going to agree with something that I don't agree with.
Okay. Me trying to stop you from growing is pointless. I think this is something, and I said it last week, this is something you need to look at in therapy. I think you need to dig deeper. I think you're missing the point here.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Jesus. All right. Do you rent or own your home? Sure you do. And I bet it could be hard work. You know, it's easy. Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or your renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
All right. Have a good week, everybody. And we'll see you next one.
All this month on Pluto TV, women take the lead in celebration of Women's History Month. Drop in for the best of female talent in film, TV, documentaries, comedy, and more, with big movies like Charlie's Angels, Last Holiday, and Pretty in Pink. Plus, shows like Inside Amy Schumer, Moesha, and Sister Sister. There's something for everyone.
Hey, everybody. Howie Mandel here. And I have a podcast that we call Howie Mandel Does Stuff.
And I'm his co-host and daughter, Jacqueline Schultz.
This is unlike anything you've ever heard before. It's an interactive experience that pushes the limits of what we think of as a normal podcast.
I'm trying to create a like a super spreader. What would you suggest for something like that?
There's a lot of egg rolls. It is a shareable plate. So, I mean, a lot of people can grab from it. You would get one drink and you could just get one straw and then
I just want to, you know, live up to the title of what I'm throwing. No, you've been incredibly helpful. Thank you.
Subscribe to Howie Mandel Does Stuff on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can also find us on video on YouTube each week. So go subscribe and watch us.
That was really good. This is going to be a great podcast.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, Centratech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed,
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.